He tapped a touchscreen built into his desk, and a large data display resolved above the holoprojector. Rising from his chair, he indicated a graph on which several dozen corporations were listed.
One might assume, in light of the accusations stacked against me, that my family's concern on Eriadu would suffer a sudden decline in the market, but precisely the opposite is happening. Credits have been flowing into Valorum Shipping at an unparalleled rate, and to several other shipping and transport concerns as well, many of them based in the Outer Rim, and that's not all.
His hands returned to the touchscreen, and a second graph took shape alongside the first.
Investments in minor suppliers of plasma and alternative energy conglomerates have increased threefold. But most important, a surge has occurred in the military supply sector, with astonishing growth in Bactoid Armor Workshop, Heor Chal Engineering, the Colicoid Creation Nest, and similar providers.
Palpatine, despite himself, was impressed.
What do these data suggest? That some nefarious business is unfolding under our very noses. That even the scandal in which I'm embroiled may be part of a larger plan.
Palpatine was about to respond when the voice of Valorum's personal secretary issued from the intercom.
Supreme Chancellor, I apologize for interrupting, but we have received an urgent transmission from Queen Amidala of Naboo.
The Queen?
Palpatine said with theatrical surprise.
Can you direct the transmission to my office? Valorum said.
Our comtechs are telling me that the signal is very weak, but that they will do their best.
Palpatine and Valorum turned to the office holoprojector table and waited. Within moments, a noisy, fluctuating 3D image of Naboo's pale-faced teenage queen appeared.
Supreme Chancellor Valorum, we bring news of a grave development on our homeworld. Without warning, the Nymordian faction of the Trade Federation has initiated a blockade. Their massive freighters encircle our world, and no ships are permitted to arrive or depart.
Palpatine and Valorum exchanged stunned looks.
How perfectly she plays her part, Palpatine thought. Sitting on her throne like some costumed and overly made-up animatronic doll.
The stately pose, the uninflected voice, long-bearded advisor Sayo Bibble standing to one side, dark-complected security chief Panaka to the other.
Your Highness, have the Nymordians communicated any demands?
Valorum asked as the blue-tinged image flickered, stabilized, and flickered again.
Viceroy Gunray states that the blockade has been launched in protest of the Senate's decision to tax shipping in the free trade zones. He assures that any attempts to break the embargo will meet with deadly force. Unless the new regulations are rescinded, he is prepared to see everyone on Naboo starve.
Valorum clenched his hands.
Your Majesty, Senator Palpatine is here with me.
Neither Amidala's expression nor her flat tone of voice wavered.
Senator Palpatine, we are pleased that you are able to hear this news firsthand.
Your Highness,
Palpatine said, stepping into view of the holoprojector cams and inclining his head.
I will contact the Trade Federation delegates immediately and demand that this blockade be terminated.
Demands may not be enough to sway them, Senator. Naboo requests that the Republic intervene in this matter as quickly as possible.
And it will, Your Highness, Valorum said all too quickly. I will convene a special session. I pledge that Naboo will have my undivided attention.
Amidala nodded.
You have shown us much courtesy in the past, Supreme Chancellor. We trust that you will do everything in your power, as you are our only hope.
The transmission ended abruptly.
The face of this nefarious business reveals itself, Palpatine said.
Valorum returned to his desk and sat.
I give you my word for your help during the Yunchori crisis and for so many years of friendship that this situation will not stand. Though my hands be bound, I will find some way to resolve this.
I know that you will try, Supreme Chancellor. Valorum took a deep breath.
One word of advice, Palpatine. Prepare to be thrust into the spotlight.